Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until you figure out that what you've been looking for was with you all the time. And I'm sending you my regards from Budapest. I just arrived here yesterday. I'm going to stay here for a few days. A really cool city for digital nomads. Recommended. There are lots of digital nomads here. And I'm gonna go very soon to Poland. And today's episode is basically the second chapter of our most recommended nomad resources and applications. So needless to say, when you're traveling, you can use a lot of things that can make your travels a lot easier and better. And we're just gonna go over the list and hopefully it will be helpful for you. So in the last time we covered a few sections like accommodation, improving your orientation and so on, work. And today what we're going to do is go to other sections as well, starting with the first one, which is flight and transport. So the first site that I recommend is called Rome to Rio. And this site basically allows you to see the distances between two locations. And not only the distances, how many kilometers, but also what are all the recommended means of transportation. So they show you how much it's going to take with a car and what are the options for a bus, a train, and so on. So pretty cool site. Moving on to the second site, becoming super popular recently, especially when I was in East Europe, everyone was talking about it. It's called BlaBlaCar. And this one is a car sharing site. Basically, you just search the site whenever you want to travel somewhere and you see who is going to the same city, you book the travel with them. So really the one more trend of the sharing economy, which is becoming super popular. So BlaBlaCar is becoming more and more relevant for travelers. And if you don't really feel like taking a bus all the time, and it's also a nice way to meet people. So I have never tried it, I have to say, but sounds very interesting. Okay, the third site that I recommend, this one is basically for flight, is Skyscanner. Now, Skyscanner is great, especially because it has a very powerful tool in the search where you can search for flights to everywhere. And when you put everywhere, it basically shows you all the options you have sorted by the cheapest ones. So if you're kind of flexible and you want to see, okay, you're kind of open-minded to where to go, you can get amazing deals there because it's basically gonna scan and track the most cheap flights there are. And then it's up to you to see if the locations are interesting for you. On the same note, and exactly the same tool mechanism of showing you flights to wherever you wanted, want sorted by price, you have Kayak Explore. And again, it's one of the best ways if you're flexible, and you should be flexible if you're a digital nomad. What's the point of being a digital nomad without being flexible? Using Kayak Explore is pretty cool. And we have some other great flight portals that you should probably check as well, which are Vayama, Momondo, Which Budget, and Adioso. So when you are taking a flight that is super expensive, you probably want to go over all the resources I mentioned here and find the best one. Now, one of the things that I do on travel is go directly to the low carriers website, and booking directly from low carriers website without the mediator is a little bit also safer, because mediators can be problematic, and also it's probably going to be cheaper because nobody's getting their cut. It's only you and the low-cost carrier. So some honorable mention for low-cost carriers that I use are EasyJet, Ryanair, and Scandinavian Airlines. So you basically want to check out their site, and this is especially relevant for Europe. But there are lots of low-cost companies all over the world. Moving on to another interesting section, meeting people while traveling. So you're a digital nomad, maybe you're even a solo traveler, and you probably want to meet people while you travel. If not, what's the point? I'm just going to mention two sites that we've already discussed in the accommodation sections, which is basically Couchsurfing and Airbnb. Those sites are also great for your social life. So even if you don't get hosted or you're hosting on Couchsurfing, you can still meet people for coffee and you can still go to Couchsurfing events. And Airbnb is an amazing way not only to get accommodation, but also to meet people while traveling, because of course you're going to have interactions with your host. So those sites are really good and they connect to the accommodation section. And let's move on to a few more sites that allow you to meet people while you travel. The first site I would like to mention is meetup.com. This is a massively successful platform that creates gatherings of people all over the world that are based basically on a specific topic. So they have meetups about, let's say, startups, language exchange, music, tracking, and so on. So the idea over there is to meet new people, and it's pretty cool. So totally recommend meetup.com. The other site that I haven't tried but heard very good things about is EatWid. And this one is basically allowing you, when you travel to a location, to get hosted by someone, a person or a family that cooks for you. So not only you can enjoy the local food, but you can also meet people and, of course, share a meal with someone. So pretty cool concept. Definitely going to try it out soon. One more site on the list is Startup Travels. Startup Travels is for more entrepreneurial nomads, let's say. The site basically allows you to search in the location where you are for entrepreneurs and go get coffee with them and talk about projects. I have to say that I used it extensively and I've met a lot of interesting people that have also helped my businesses and I've helped them their businesses. So if you're into the entrepreneurial mindset, totally recommend it. One more site on the list is Internations. This one is more catering for expats. However, if you're in a situation that you're staying longer in a place, let's say longer than 3 months, in a mindset of settling down, this one is pretty good because it will allow you to connect with the expat community in your city. The site, from what I heard, is a little bit not that much like Couchsurfing in the hipster mindset. People are going there for fancy restaurants and so on, but it really depends. So I'm going to try to check it out when I stay longer in a place. But definitely, it's a nice idea to connect to your expat community in your city. Two more sites that I recommend are Eventbrite and Eventful. Those are basically event listing sites. So when you're in a location and you want to see what shows are happening and what kind of events are there, and also for lectures, those two are pretty good. Definitely will help you to make your life a little bit more interesting in the location where you stay. So that's Eventbrite and Eventful. The last site I recommend, and I'm a little bit biased again, is Startup Blink. And this time, the co-working section. Startup Blink is a global startup ecosystem map. And our co-working section allows you to locate co-working spaces from around the world. In general, I cannot recommend enough the idea of co-working. I think that if you're going to a place and you're staying for a month or 2 months, one of the best ways to meet people is maybe to avoid working at your home, going out and going to a more serious atmosphere of people who take themselves seriously and work. And over there, of course, pretty cool stuff, like you meet a lot of people. I have to admit that one of the things I'm most proud of is running away from the 9-to-5. But when I did, one of the things that I missed the most was actually the human interaction in the office, going for coffee breaks, making fun, and so on and so on. So co-working for me has been a lifesaver. It brings back all the good stuff from before, and I'm very happy following the concept. The last sites that I would recommend on the section of meeting people is Facebook groups and events. The idea over here is simple. Let's say you're going to Buenos Aires. Just search for Buenos Aires groups and events on Facebook. You're going to find a lot of them. I've been in some amazing events. For example, a bicycle ride in the middle of Buenos Aires with other 5,000 people called Massa Critica. That was about 5 years ago. So pretty cool stuff are happening in Facebook. You just have to search for the city name and you might be surprised. Okay, moving on to another section, and this time travel forums and location knowledge resources. So Here's the places where you're actually going to gather information so you can plan your steps. I'm going to start with the first one. It's called Thorntree. This one, it was created by Lonely Planet, which we've mentioned before. It's a very big forum, good atmosphere in the forum, and covers a wide array of topics as well as locations. So pretty good. The other one is TripAdvisor forums. This one probably is the most popular travel forum around the world now, and has a lot of information, a lot of tips. Checking this one as well if you have questions or you want to give some answers to people. One more site as a knowledge base is Expatistan. This one is a great platform which allows you to find the cost of living, to find and compare the cost of living in cities around the world. So let's say you're on a budget and we're all on some sort of a budget, and let's say you want to compare your home city to your destination. Let's say you're in New York and you want to compare it to Odessa. You'll be surprised that Odessa is 6 times cheaper than New York, and then you will be happy to go there. So a really good site for preparing yourself on costs, which constantly gets updated. One other site on the same notion is Nomad List, which does the same kind of city report specifically for digital nomads. Pretty cool website. Another site that is connected to Nomad List is Nomad Forum. And this one is a nice and interactive forum designed especially for digital nomads. So those were the site of the forums and location knowledge resources. I'm moving on to nomad communities and discussions. This is more of a social element over here, of meeting people online and so on, fellow nomads. So the first thing I would recommend is Reddit. This one is a popular platform, and you want to go there to the subreddit of digital nomads. A lot of stuff is going on there, and a lot of interesting discussions, and actually a community being formed, so pretty interesting. One more site, this one is actually a closed membership site where I also participate, is Dynamite Circle. Basically, it's not cheap. You pay dozens of dollars a month, but you get the opportunity to connect with like-minded entrepreneurs who are location-free. So whatever community that you find that is relevant for you, that's great. Dynamite Circle is the one I'm using, and I'm loving it. One more platform worth mentioning is Slack. Slack is becoming what IRC used to be dozens of years ago, for those of you who remember. And basically, there is a Slack channel called Hashtag Nomads, which have more than 10,000 digital nomads in Slack channels, in chat, and pretty interesting, sorted by location and fields of interest and so on. So I would check it out. Okay, let's move on to another section of digital nomad resources, and this time it's shared work and backup. So starting with the one that is most known, which is Skype. So it's still the most popular way of making calls with team members, business associates, and of course with family and friends. So Skype is still my preferred option for calls. Other resource for shared work is Dropbox. So setting up servers years ago would cost you a lot of money. Now you can do it with Dropbox. And basically, this allows you to manage a remote team and to work with people that are not in the same location. Totally recommend it. One more platform that I've been using extensively recently, more and more on the account of Dropbox, I have to say, is Google Drive. It's much better in anything that has to do with documents, since you can edit them simultaneously without creating duplicate files. So Google Drive is great for remote work and working with other people on projects when you're not in the same location. One more site is Google Photos. Google Photos syncs all your photos from your devices to the cloud, so you never lose your photos. Love this platform. It's also becoming better, and they keep on improving it. One more resource I'm using, or a website, or an application actually, is Mozy. This one is not cheap, but it allows me to backup my entire information automatically. So Mozy is running automatic backup on specific folders that I want in my computer, the most important ones. So in a scenario that I lose all my data or something happens to the computer, even if it's not on the cloud, I'm still going to have backup. So that's Mozy. I would also recommend considering VPN access providers. I'm currently looking into the topic. The more substantial the work you've done, the more you have to lose due to connecting constantly from unsecured Wi-Fi locations, which we digital nomads do all the time. Like, we can't avoid it. We keep on connecting to Wi-Fi networks we don't know, in coffee shops, restaurants, and so on, and even random ones that we find. So having a VPN access provider allows you to secure this connection and prevent people taking advantage of you. That might be a good option. I've still not done it, but I'm thinking about it in my paranoid mind. Moving on to another great resource is Basecamp. This is a great team collaboration tool where you can open projects, share with them in the team, and get things done together. I prepare massive to-do list with the Basecamp and delegate and share it with my team. So that's a platform I've been using. And one more thing that did a lot of good in my life recently is a site called Schedule Once. And basically, this one allows people to set up meetings with you and take already organize everything that has to do with time zone and time conversions and so on and so on. So you just say, hey, this is my availability, and people all over the world are gonna just go into the link you provide them and book you for a meeting. A real lifesaver. I'm a little bit dyslexic, so the constant discussions of 7 p.m. my time is 2 p.m. your time and so on, I don't have those anymore. I just book it on Schedule Once. Moving on to another section, this one is important, which is the health section. And over here, we're going to start with the list of travel insurance companies that you might be using. I'm actually using a local one based in Israel, but don't go traveling without travel insurance. There is a nice list in Frommer's guidebook, which I've given a link to in the site. So travel insurance is one of the things that you want to check that regard your health. And one more resource that is interesting is checking out health hazards and vaccines list from the CDC. So the CDC is kind of a .gov site in the US that for every country is giving a full list of all countries with the relevant health hazards and necessary vaccines. When you go to a more developing country, it's better to check out the CDC list. And let's move to another section. Maybe the last section is books and reading. So you don't only want to be traveling and taking photos, but you also want to spend some time reading. Good time for reflection. That's what travels allows you. So maybe the first app to recommend over here, which comes to mind, is the Kindle app. So you can use the Kindle app on your tablet to read books while traveling, because you don't want to carry books like we did before. They take a lot of space. So as much as I prefer paper book, I don't have more than one, and the others I'm reading on the Kindle. One application that I recommend as well is called Pocket. So nomads are always offline. You can't really avoid it. So Pocket allows you to see an interesting article, save it into Pocket, and then go back and read it. It downloads it to your Pocket application when you're offline. Let's discuss a little bit of books that you might want to check out. So the first one is 4 Hours Work Week. This one is the Bible of digital nomads. Let's say it started the trend, it started the buzzword. So it's a little bit outdated. The concept there might not be that relevant anymore. It used to be very relevant, and now it's very hard to work 4 hours a week and still making a living. I actually think that digital nomads, they have to have a lot more discipline and a lot of more work hours than regular people. This is actually sad news, but you've picked a lifestyle that is challenging, that is taking a lot of your time, and you have to back it up with a lot of work and discipline. So 4-Hour Work Week is an interesting read. I wouldn't take it super seriously, especially not in 2016, but still, this one is worth mentioning when discussing the topic of digital nomads. One more book that I recommend, a fun read, is Vagabonding by Rolf Potts. And this book is basically building the case for vagabonding and living a nomadic lifestyle. Interesting stuff. And one more book, and maybe a movie that I totally recommend. This one basically had, I think, the biggest impact on me is Alone in the Wild. And a great movie about a guy that decided to live the normal lifestyle and just explore the world. Kind of a tragic ending, but still, perfect example of how nomadic lifestyle, any lifestyle that moves a little bit from the normal one, can wake you up and make you feel alive again. So before we conclude, I just want to mention a few other resources list that you should check out, because you don't only want to rely on one resource list. So one that I would recommend for digital nomad to check is go to Nomadic Notes, and over there you have Nomad Digital Nomad Resources. This site is by James, and he's been into the nomad topic for years now, and he knows a lot. So he has a huge and very impressive list over there. You probably want to check it out. One more list of resources is No Desk. So this one is an extensive list sorted by topics. Really amazing effort over there by Daniel. You want to also check the site Legal Nomads. So in Legal Nomads, this one is written by Jody Attenberg. An amazing site just to see how well can someone write. Jody has a very big resources list that is super relevant and is fun to read as well. Usually resources sites are a little bit dry because they just give you the resources and the link, just like the one we have in Become Nomad. But Jody from Legal Nomads is doing a great job there of making it a fun read. And the last resources site that I recommend is Startup Link. If you go to the blog and resources, you're going to have a lot of resources that are more catered into entrepreneurs. So I would also check it out as well. And that's basically it. You can see all the recommendation that we had in Become Nomad in the blog, in the section of Nomad Travel Resources. And you know, the list keeps on changing all the time, so you want to constantly find the things that make your travel more interesting, better, more efficient, and so on. That's part of the fun. That's basically it. Have a great weekend.